Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Just the two of us. Songs of Solomon 2 and verse 4 says, He has brought me to his banqueting place, and his banner over me is love. Let us step into the realm of romance. Let us talk about two people who are in love, and I mean really in love with each other. I'm sure that you know some people who seem to be on an eternally long romantic trip. It's as if they are forever in love. You blush in their presence because they are so openly affectionate. You gaze on them with admiration as they are super creative in their expressions of love. You envy them because they never seem to grow tired of each other's company. You're happy for them because of the happiness they share together. You feel you're being schooled as they share their story of a life of love and togetherness. You're happy for them. And you somehow wish your love life could be half as good as theirs. Well, maybe we are talking about you, or maybe you are not interested in sharing that kind of love. Regardless, let us talk about a real love affair. The text is biblical. Trust me when I tell you that it was not taken out of a hot romance novel or TV drama. This is straight up Bible. The book is powerful. For some people, it represents the love of Christ to the church. The more liberal view is that it is just a pure and unadulterated romance story. Let me present a simple defense of this text taken from the Bible. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. So let us therefore examine scripture. The story of love and romance captured in this book is a story of contrasts. The man in the story is obviously a king and the girl is a peasant. This king is an eligible bachelor, greatly admired by the daughters of Jerusalem. And somehow he finds a beautiful young lady and it is like light has come into his darkness. They fall in love, and I mean really in love. They celebrate the times spent together. Their relationship is filled with unadulterated romance and intimacy. They engage in delightful exchange of sweet expressions of their admiration of each other. They love the outdoors, running around in the gardens and in the open field. They share indoor settings. Their friends are happy for them as they gaze on at the love these two have for each other. Their love poems are creative and poignant. The times when they are apart from each other stirs up a painful litany of missing each other. They can hardly wait for the next time they get together. This is a love like no other. It is against this beautiful and idyllic framework that we find our text. Understand that this rich young king considers nothing too great for this beautiful Shulamite damsel. In this one verse, we read two significant features of a romantic occasion. He has just led her into a banqueting hall, and there's a banner over her. Let's go inside. The banqueting hall is a specially reserved room where the king hosts great feasts for special dignitaries, the top echelons of his government or heads of state. It is a room with a long table made of fine wood and beautifully decorated with the finest of china, set on a table covered over with white hand-woven tablecloth. The room is bedecked with freshly cut flowers adorning the columns and the walls. The carpet is soft and tender under the feet. The craftsmanship of the chair is superb. He leads her into this room, and although the table has been set for a large dinner party, she is the only guest. And he leads her to the head of the table where he sits her down. This is a banquet staged for the girl he is drawn to. He speaks about her like this. How beautiful you are, my darling. Oh, how beautiful. Your eyes are doves. Like a lily among thorns is my darling among the young women. She is speechless. The setting is exquisite. Breathtaking, and as she is seated, something grabs her attention. She might have seen it as she entered the room, but now that she's seated in this great banqueting hall, now that she has a full view of the room, this thing stands out above all the other special items. It is a banner. A banner, you ask? Yes, a banner. Who hangs a banner in such a romantic and exquisite setting to distract from the other elegant items? But this banner is like no other she had seen before, and she is enthralled. She is about to dine on the finest food prepared by a high-ranking chef. She's about to sip wine from golden goblets and fruits from the imperial farms, and she cannot take her eyes off the banner. You see, the banner is right above her. It is a banner that speaks so loudly of a warm and special welcome. It speaks so clearly of affection and delight. It is a banner that is simply beautiful. It is a banner that exudes protection and comfort. It is a banner that overshadows all other beautiful items in the room. The banner is love. No. It doesn't have the word written on it. Rather, it is a banner of love. It is all she can gaze at. It is the most significant thing for her. Everything is awesome, but her beloved king and lover hangs a banner of love over her. That is more than the food to come. His banner over me is love. You are that girl, my friend, and Jesus is the king. This is what he has for you. Undeserving, and yet Jesus does the unexpected. He brings you into an experience, a space where you are the center of his attention, and the whole room is filled with love. The atmosphere is saturated with love. The very air that you breathe is love. Jesus loves you, and he cherishes nothing more than a true love relationship with you. Just the two of us. Enjoy the banquet, my friend. The banquet of love.